Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's Chad Bearden and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget. Like a song I don't know that I can't get out of my head. Can't seem to shake the face of...
Hi listeners and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we welcome a fellow podcast host, Kate Rossiter. We'll talk with Kate about how she started in the industry, her podcast Better Together, which if y'all haven't heard this podcast, you 100% need to. As well as anything that she has coming up that she can talk about. This is going to be fun. So while we wait for Kate to call in, I did want to mention a little bit about her podcast. As I said earlier, it's called Better Together, and I love this podcast because like mine, she takes a deep dive into she takes a deep dive into the person as far as going a much deeper than a surface level. So I see Kate's finally called in. So with that being said, let's go ahead and welcome Better Together podcast host and my peer friend and colleague, Miss Kate Rossiter, to the show. Hey, Kate, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you again for doing this today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me in.
Absolutely, and I hope I didn't butcher your last name.
No, actually, you got it right. Most people, they struggle with it, so I get, like, Rooster more often than you would imagine.
Sweet. as I was just telling the listeners, before you call in, I love your podcast, and like me, you tend to take a deep dive into the guest from what I'm trying to say is you go deeper than surface level stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You tend to want to get to know the guest as a person rather than a quote-unquote public figure, you know?
Right, yeah. No, I think just, like, everyone has a story to tell. Everyone has a lot of different parts that make them who they are. And, you know, like you said, surface level is, like, what we do see a lot of on Instagram or interpreting the music they put out or the content they put out. So I just like having a sit-down conversation and, like, I basically feel like I take them to therapy. I'm like, let me drag everything out of you. Let's talk about everything in life. I'm like, just how we've learned from it and how we can all kind of take different pieces of it and add it into our lives. And, yeah, I think it's open, honest conversations that really help everyone grow and learn.
You know, I'm the exact same way. I tell people this all the time. Interviews with me are not your typical interviews. They're more like therapy sessions.
Yeah. And then my house is set up, I have it set up as, like, I have my chair and then I have lounge bed. So a lot of people have come in mm-hmm. and they, like, lie down in front of their mic and they're like, I actually feel like I'm in therapy. Like, yeah, tell me how you feel. Lay down on the couch and just tell me.
That is awesome. Oh, my gosh.
It's a comfort.
So, So let me ask you this. I know you just started your podcast back in December, and How did you get initially into the podcast space?
Well, I put out a blog first for actually just about a year now, because in the beginning of March of last year was when I first launched it, and it was named Better Together as well. And I was just writing a lot about a healthy lifestyle, which I really got dragged into, and I feel like my coach, Caleb Sprinkle, he really helped me open a lot of doors for myself that I wasn't addressing. And it's just, you know, once you start doing that, it's weird. You have this slew of creativity that starts going again, like when you were a kid. And I loved writing about it and talking about things that could help people, whether it was about their health, that they were taking care of their body or their mindset or their environment. And it just seemed like a really great space to talk about it in a podcast as well and have conversations. There were a lot of friends, kind of like, I know Mary Ketter is one of our friends as well, a mutual friend we have, and I just kept on thinking of people that would be great to talk about even in my blog posts, and was like, station. So I think one day it just became a spark in my head and was like, all right, let's buy mics. Let's just do it and go with it, because it's never the right time. You just kind of have to do stuff. And, yeah, it turned into a space that I ended up really loving.
And I know you mentioned Mary Ketter, or mm-hmm. or MK, as I tend to call her. I've listened to a few of your episodes, and you've actually had several former guests of mine on your podcast, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah. It's especially Nashville, there's just so many people. It's a really welcoming space. You know, there's a lot of friendships you make in this town, but everyone really does come close-knit to become like this huge family. And mm-hmm. I don't think I've run into someone that hasn't met another friend in town. It's just like everyone knows everyone here.
Oh, I totally get that. And I'm actually not too far from Nashville myself. I live about 2.5 hours from town, so
okay.
I tend to go to Nashville pretty much every chance I possibly get. It's like my absolute favorite city in this world, you know?
Yeah, it's great. It always just has such a, I can't even describe the feeling. It's like you come here and it's just like fun, but you also feel really supported and you just like want to do amazing things once you leave. I love Nashville.
I've been going back and forth to Nashville probably, I want to say, the last 20-plus years, maybe. It's been a while.
Yeah.
So,
I'm originally from Florida. I've lived here since 2017 now, so I'm coming up on my year 6 at the end of this year.
Nice. And what's good for me about Nashville is I have family that lives probably about 15 or 20 minutes outside of downtown, so mm-hmm. so every time I come, I've got a couch to crash on, you know?
Oh, you've got the hookup.
Yeah, pretty much, and that saves me a ton on hotels and Airbnbs. It saves me a ton.
Yeah. My mother still lives in Florida, so whenever I want a vacation and to go home for a little, it's nice. My hometown is actually a beach town, and I don't even have to pay an Airbnb, like, just tell Mama hi, I'm going to take your spare room. Thanks.
I hear that completely. So,
tell who you know.
Exactly. So let me ask you this. I know you've been in the podcast space not too long, but what's one thing that being a podcast host has taught you?
What it's taught me?
Yeah.
One, how to be a techie. I've learned so much about what goes into editing and creating, and also for someone who I feel like I have a pretty good confidence to myself normally, but this has definitely changed. It's getting out of my comfort zone. So it's changing how I think I do, I guess, and just really feel authentic and feel good about what I'm putting out there. So it's made me check on myself. I also learn so much. I love too is like, this is a great space where anytime I've ever had a question, people have always been like, you have to follow this person, you have to follow this page, or look at these videos. It's just a great space where I can actually learn something new, and I just feel like it's really boosted my skills in a way, and it made me feel like I can rely on myself a lot more than I did when I worked for others, and now I'm working for myself. So it's a big confidence struggle and boost at the same time.
I totally agree. When I first got into this space back in 2012, God, I can't believe it's been 11 years now. But anyway, I started from absolutely nothing. I mean, I did not know. First of all, I barely knew what a podcast was, first of all.
Right.
And then secondly, I had no radio or a podcast experience going into this. So I literally dove in and learned by the seat of my pants.
Fun. I kind of like it. I've had a lot of people even reach out, you know, asking, hey, would you like to collaborate together and I'll do the productions and everything? Like, if that comes down the road, I would consider it. But right now I'm really enjoying the process of learning. It's just, it's really cool to understand. And I think it's also given me an insight into what a lot of artists do and a lot of other colleagues that are on much bigger scales than me. You know, you see the work that they put into it and the work that it takes for someone doing this and creating it. It opens your eyes to a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes. And I kind of love that I got that glimpse.
Right. And I know covering the music industry like I do, I've been covering the music industry almost 10 years in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
I covered another industry the first 2 years, and then I got out of it because it just wasn't my passion. But music is definitely my passion, and I totally agree with you on that. Having covered this industry as long as I have, I get to see a little bit of the grind and the work ethic that these artists go through. I get to see it probably more close up than a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy to see, isn't it? And
it's
the weirdest feeling, too, is like even putting the podcast out, it stunned me. I'm like, oh, this is what it feels like when all of these amazing artists put a song out and you know that someone somewhere is listening. Like, it's humbling and it's weird all at the same time. It's just such an interesting feeling that you get even being part of any of this.
Absolutely. I still remember when the podcast hit its first 500 listeners. I was like,
aww.
I'm going to go die now.
I love that, though. Like, those little wins. Even when I first put it out, I was like, I really hope that I get more than 10 listens, and I hope that I don't know all 10 of them. Like, please let it be somebody other than, like, my mom and my best friend and my uncle, who I love my mom, but she's still like, what's this podcast thing? How does it work? Like, just press play, Ma. I can't do it. Just press play.
Yeah, just trust me on this.
Yeah, no, it was definitely like an interesting feeling to, when you look at your analytics and see where you're reaching people. I have people in the UK and France even. It's like, oh, thank you, little old me. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there, like I said before, the first time I checked the analytics, I'm like, 500 listens, 8 countries? What's even happening right now?
Yeah, you have a mix of emotions there, but it's very exciting. It's so affirming to be like, oh, wow, I'm actually doing it.
Absolutely. And sometimes I wanted to ask you, I kind of want to take another deep dive into this podcast of yours.
Mm-hmm.
As I said earlier, you take a deeper dive into the guest. What's been the most surprising thing that you've encountered doing these interviews?
I would probably have to say it's, you know, some of the people that even, you know, many of these are friends of mine or people that I've met in passing and we know each other on an acquaintance level. But to find out that we've been through a lot of the same things or that what you see really is like a really happy, strong person, but they've been through just as much tough stuff as someone else. And it's every single time, I think it surprises me when I find out something else that someone has been through and how we can relate to it and just how much we really do judge books by their cover, even if we judge them in a good way. It's just, it will never cease to amaze me the things that people go through.
Absolutely. And I tell you something, something that shocked me, even when I was covering Hollywood for the first couple of years of the show, and especially now I'm doing this in music, it mm-hmm. shocked me how incredibly open most people are.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I work everyone up. I bring them in, and I'm like, I feel like a little old grandma. I'm like, okay, can I get you a tea, like a cookie, something to eat? Yeah, like, I bring them in, and I just, like, feed them and give them drinks and then sit them down comfortably. But, yeah, I'm so thankful that people really are, like, open to having these conversations. And, you know, it feels like talking with a friend, you know?
It absolutely does. Now, there have been a couple of interviews where I was like, I can't believe I'm talking to this person right now. But 98% of the time, it's been like, okay, this person's a friend of yours, Murph. Do what you do. So it's been fun these last 11 years. I'll say that.
Yeah. I think I got lucky too. I never really got bit by the bug of like celebrity, like being shocked by it. So I don't know how I didn't get bit. I'm very appreciative. So I think that does help when I chat with people like, okay, cool. I can just like talk to you like a normal person. Cause we are at the end of the day, all just normal people.
Right. Exactly. And like I said, that's only happened probably two times I can think of, but normally, I'm just like you. I'm just like, all right, this is a normal person. This is a normal conversation. Murph, you got this.
Yeah. I think the only time I've ever felt a little funny talking to a celebrity was, again, I'm really bad at noticing people. I'll, like, notice them for a reason, but I can't figure out why. So I kind of asked Scotty McCreery if anyone told him he looked an awful lot like Scotty McCreery. And ever since then, we've just laughed about it. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm just like you. I'm like, I'm going to go die now. Great. Great job, Kate.
Yeah. Yeah. Embarrassment level 200 at this point.
Yeah. Like, nothing has topped that embarrassment for me. We can laugh about it now. I'm like, good job, Kate. You recognize him because he was on American Idol when you were 17. Good job.
Oh, Lord. Okay. I've got kind of a fun question for you, and this will tell me a lot about you, okay?
Really teeing this one up.
You're stranded on a deserted island, and you can only take three things with you. What are you taking?
Man, I got three animals. I don't know how to choose which one of them. Actually, you know what? I'm going to take my three animals, because I feel like where I live, my whole house, it feels like I'm in Homeward Bound at the end of the day. I have the crazy young dog who, like, if I'm hungry or need something, she will go out and get it. The sweet old one who will, like, hang out and keep me company. And then the cat who is just sassy and she'll be able to look out for any trouble coming and warn me. So I actually think I'm prepared with all three of them.
Fair point. I don't think we've ever, in 11 years of asking that question, I don't think I've ever gotten pets in 11 years.
I mean, my cat is literally a dog stuck inside of a cat, so she almost doesn't count, but she's, yeah, all of them are coming.
All right, fair point. I know pretty much everybody at this point is on social media. You cannot escape social media.
No.
these days. So, as a podcast host, how has social media affected what you do?
I've actually played around with it as well, just to see, you know, how I do without social. Definitely, the more that I put stuff out on there, whether it's on the Better Together podcast Instagram or on my personal one, and, you know, linking them to Facebook as well, I definitely see a lot more audience coming through with those and a lot more interaction. So they're, I mean, they're an immense tool that's, you just have to remember to use it as a tool and not to let it drown you out if there's any negativity or anything that comes in and makes you question what you're doing. So it helps amazing. It really does. And it's, like you said, it's something you can't escape. It's just, you have to go into it with the clear mind and know who you are and know your worth, and you'll be good.
Now, this next question, I always ask to my music guests, but I'm going to ask you, when everything's said and done with the podcast, 20, 30 years down the road, and you're in the podcast Hall of Fame, if there is such a thing, what impact or legacy would you like to leave in the podcast space?
I would like people to just listen to it and, you know, even 30 years later, feel like what they are feeling is validated, that they're not crazy for feeling a certain way, thinking a certain way, or wanting to do a certain thing with their life, and that they have others that are like that as well, and that they have a sense of community. So I would really, at the end of the day, I guess I just want people to feel welcome and encouraged.
And the reason I ask that is because I've been in this game so long that I started to think about my own legacy in this podcast space, you know, and I feel like no matter beyond what I do with the podcast or with whatever, you know, my main goal for the show is this: I don't care who you are, as long as you're on the show, your stories, whatever you say, will be 100% valued and respected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, even that's where I get Better Together, like how I came up with the name even, is I just think we all, when you feel alone and when you feel like you don't have a voice or someone to listen to you or someone that can maybe relate to you, that lonely feeling is the real killer. So we're always doing better when we're doing anything together and we have a team that makes us feel, like you said, valued, and that's really where I want it to come from. So I want people to feel lifted up and feel encouraged, and like there's always someone that's got you if you fall.
Absolutely. Are you sure we're not separated at birth?
Florida's a long way, but you never know.
Fair point. but seriously, though, I mean, I'll say this now, and I'll say it again at the end of the show in probably about 5 minutes or so, but if there's ever anything that I can do for you, I don't care what it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Well, I appreciate that. I think that's something that always needs to be reiterated to people as well, not just, you know, a Facebook post of saying, hey, if you ever need anything, let me know. Like even, you know, yesterday we had a very sad day with the shooting at Covenant, and it's just, I was even saying, you know, it's really sad what happened, but I think that person just really needed someone to not just say, I'm there if you need me on Facebook, like actually be there, you know, let them know, reaffirm
right.
It, hear the words out of my mouth that someone is there for you.
And I try to be that. I mean, if anybody out there knows me at all, they know I am incredibly loyal.
Mm-hmm.
I say this all the time. If I care about you and what you're doing, there's absolutely nothing I wouldn't do for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm to the point, I'm like fiercely loyal when someone, I forget what it was exactly. I forget the situation, but someone said to me even in high school, like, you're loyal to the grave, like until their grave. I'm like, no, I'm loyal till my grave. Like,
until I am in the ground. That's just how it should
exactly.
be.
Oh, completely. And I'll tell you this too. I mentioned this on the podcast, but if somebody tells me something in confidence, it goes no further than me
yeah.
unless or until I'm told otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah, that's someone's story. There was a bunch of situations, you know, even in high school when people know that you know, and they're like, just tell me. And my best answer has always been, if they want you to know, you'll know.
They'll tell you themselves. Exactly. Okay. A couple more questions for you, then I think we're going to let you go. As a creative person, which I know you're very, very creative, we kind of have to be as podcast hosts. We have
right.
to be creative.
But, always thinking outside the box.
Exactly. What inspires or motivates you?
I mean, personally doing it, I just love having a space where I feel like I can create and do something without having to turn around and ask someone if they think it's good enough, if, you know, it's okay for a brand I'm representing. I just love being able to authentically create something myself and put it out into the world, and that's it, and feel good about it. It's a very rewarding feeling. And then whenever I'm creating like anything visual, even, you know, I want someone to see it and just feel a light to them. I want them to find something they can laugh at. You know, I am always thinking about the receiving end of it. Like, how happy is it going to make someone to see that? Or will it put a smile in their face for the day?
And the last question I've got for you is, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
My mother is a very Irish woman who has given quite a lot of advice that's tough too. I would say the best that she has told me is know your worth and pick your battles, and remember there's always a bigger bear, and you can be a big bear. You can be good, you can be bad. Whatever wolf survives inside of you is the one you feed, whether it's good or bad. So that's probably some of the best advice that I've had from her. I'm always thinking about, like, which wolf am I feeding inside of me and how
right.
strong I'm becoming or not.
Right. You know, I asked that question, and it always brings me back to the best advice I've ever been given, which, coincidentally enough, came from a Nike shoe commercial.
Yeah.
it said, and I'm paraphrasing here because I forget the exact quote, but it said, "I find somebody that I want to see you fail, because the person that is willing to take you down will inevitably make you raise your game."
That's true. And they'll also be clapping once you finally get there, too.
Exactly. Okay, so this has been so much fun, Kate. Thank you again for doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you having me on. Sorry it took us a minute to get together, but glad we could do it.
Hey, I totally get it. Before I let you go, two more things for you before I let you go. One is as I said earlier, if there's ever anything that I can do for you, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you. And same goes to
and,
you as well.
Oh, absolutely. And number two is you are more than welcome back on the show anytime.
Thanks.
Absolutely. So I think we're going to let you go and let you get back to your evening. But like I said, it's been so much fun getting to know you a little bit and get to talk about our our mutual love for the podcast space.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. I found what I love for sure.
Same. After 11 years, if I gave this up after 11 years, I'm pretty sure quite a few people would not talk to me anymore.
Or come look for you, like, excuse you, where did you go? Because you're the last person we would expect to go anywhere, so are you okay?
Exactly. Well, I think I'm gonna let you go and let you get back to your evening, but like I said earlier, you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Well, thank you so much, and you know, we'll have to work something out as well for Better Together if we want to do one of those. So that would be great.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you later, Kate. Okay.
All right. You have a great night.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Kate Rossler. Okay, next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we welcome back to the show our lovely friends, country music duo Jay Madison. So with that being said, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.